Live from the Quicken Loan Studios, my name is Jim Rome. Quicken Loan supplies simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. All right, then, we are open to start hour number three. Jeff Passan is going to close the show in the last segment, so between now and then, lots of opportunities for you. Rome, I can teach these NFL players how to tackle and wrestle a quarterback. Sincerely, Kiara Mia. John in Huntington Beach. War Rome forcing mandatory costumes in the back row this year for Halloween. Batman and Ross. You know, maybe. You know where I come out on Halloween costumes at work? Mostly for morons. It's a kids' holiday. It's for kids. It's not for you morons to come to work dressed up once a year. It's a kids' holiday. However, I might make an exception for these morons. Batman and Ross. Now that we have a TV show, right, we need the visual elements. Hey, listen, we all evolve. We all change. I've changed my takes on a few things. Remember back in the day, I had no use for NASCAR. I changed on that. Maybe I can change on Halloween. We have a TV show right now, and I've got one dude who looks exactly like Ross from Friends, and I've got another guy who became Batman. You know what, John? A rare good idea from you. Hey, that may happen. Hey, John, in Huntington Beach, maybe. Hey, John. Damn, Halloween's coming up fast. Alvin, where do you come out on that idea? You've been here the longest. Alvin's like, dude, I like that. I like that. Do it. Do it. Hell yeah, do it. Hell yeah, do it. Hell yeah, do it. 1-800-636-8686. All right, let's talk some baseball. What a night in downtown Denver. Not only did the Rockies last night smash the Phillies 10-3, the Dodgers get walked off in the desert. The Cards drop their second straight to the Brew Crew. Everything went Colorado's way last night. And after they were tattooed with a broom in L.A. last week, the Rocks have punched themselves off the ropes, and they've gotten right back into the center of the ring, and they're dropping haymakers. Five straight dubs at the most critical time. And people were throwing dirt on them. I have to admit, even I had my doubts. Make no mistake, they will go. And they've got some fight left in them. And as bad as L.A. and St. Louis wish they weren't there, they are. If the season ended right now, the Rockies would be in. Great news for Colorado. Bad news for St. Louis. But a lot can happen between now and the weekend. And with only a half game between the Rocks and the Dodgers, and only a half a game between the Rocks and the Cards, every single at-bat, every single pitch is huge through Sunday. Playoff baseball starting early. All right, so all of that said, I brought you up to date. Let me go back to something that happened on Monday night, something I couldn't get to because of the NFL season. That'll happen during football. Something that went down on Monday night in the series opener between Philadelphia and Colorado, because there's a video that maybe you've seen by now, and it's the part of the week where the NFL is not ripping every single watt of the spotlight. So let me go back, because I've never seen a home run quite like the one Rockies outfielder David Dahl hit two nights ago. In case you missed this, and if you're watching on CBS Sports Network, you'll see it. He went 351 feet, oppo, of pure, unadulterated, literal pain. Because this opposite field dong barely cleared the left field wall and ended up taking out two dudes. Barely over the wall and put two dudes in the ground. One guy on the field, one guy in the stands. Baseball is a breeding ground for the weird, but nothing as weird as this. Check it out.
This ball is well hit to left field. Altair going back. Yeah, it is. Is it gone?
I think it's gone.
I think it is gone. It went over the fence, and Altair still
down. Uh-oh!
Two-run opposite field home run, David Dahl.
Look out. Wow. This one's scary. This one could be a broken nose. Concussion.
That's obviously hurt as well.
And they're just going to walk him straight off the field.
Fan got hit in the head with the ball, too. Oh, man, right in the face.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you need ice for that.
Yeah, you need ice for that. So when you hear this guy say, oh, wow, that's scary. This could be a broken nose. This can be a concussion. There's a lot to unpack here. Whose broken nose? What concussion? Both of them? All right, so the first thing is Philadelphia left fielder Aaron Altair crashed. He went face first into the wall, blowing his lid off his dome, falling straight backwards in an obvious amount of pain, only to be walked off the field through the outfield gate minutes later. We've seen that before. It doesn't make it any less jarring to watch a guy on a dead sprint get wrecked by an immovable wall. I mean, it's scary. We've seen it before, but it's scary. Now, on the one hand, my man, I appreciate you selling out, but the warning track is there for a reason. Use it. But it was the replay when everybody was watching on TV, including the announcers, that realized that he might not have even gotten the worst of that. There was a fan right on the other side of the wall who ended up catching the ball with his face.
Oh, man, right in the face.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you need ice for that.
Right in the face.
In the face! In the face! No!
Words don't do that justice, because my man was in perfect position to make that grab. And by the way, showed up ready to make that grab. Was there to make that grab. This guy showed up wearing a jersey and a hat, and he brought his leather. If this dude were not rocking a gray beard, looking like he was pushing 65 years of age, you would have confused him for a player. Until he missed the ball with his glove completely, and he caught it with his face.
Oh, man, right in the face.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, you need ice for that.
You do need ice for that. I've never seen anything like a play like that. I mean, I've seen guys run into the wall before. I've seen guys try to catch a ball with their face before. I've never seen it happen on the same exact play, like bang, bang. That's a bang, bang play right there. Player goes down, old man goes down. Literally in a flash, in 1 second. Simultaneously on one side of the fence. Man, I hope you can see the video. I hope you're watching on CBS Sports Network. On one side of the fence, you've got a Phillies player on the ground, his hat blown off, grabbing his face. On the other side of the fence, less than 1 second later, you've got a Rockies fan on the ground with his hat blown off, grabbing his face. They're both doing the exact same thing. This is the most literal example in the history of mankind of killing two birds with one stone. It's perfect. Two birds with one stone. Again, the fan who caught the ball with his face was not some spry chicken. The dude was the spitting image of Blue from Old School.
You're my boy, Blue!
And luckily, for the record, I would not be doing this take if this guy was not all right. He was. He was fine. He was seen later, manning up, icing his grill with a frozen bottle of water. The question is there an ice pack for your ego or your dignity? Because both those things, I think, got wrecked more than that old guy's kisser. Listen, if you're going to bring a glove to the yard, you better make that play. Especially if you're over the age of 12 and you're bringing a glove to the yard. If you're over the age of 12 and you're bringing your leather to the yard and it's a routine fly ball, you better snap that thing shut. You better make that play. Freaking altitude. Any other park and Aaron Altair makes that grab. He makes that grab on the track. And the senior citizen keeps his face in one piece. I guess it could have been worse. It could have been a home game. Because if that fan were in Philadelphia, he might have taken a tinfoil wrapped hot dog dead in the eye from a cannon launcher. Remember what happened to that lady earlier this season? Moral of the story, do not bring your glove if you're only going to use your face instead. Words to live by. Do not bring your glove if you plan on using your face to catch a ball. Take it from the old man on the ground, seeing double-double, looking for his hat.
Oh, man, right in the face.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you need ice for that.
Again, that would have been an amazing play if either one of those things happened. But the fact that they happened, like bang, bang, that was incredible.
Bang, bang.
Altair just selling out. Dead sprint. Face first into the wall. Not one of those, like, he's tracking it. He's looking back. He's looking for the wall. He's finding the fly ball. This guy was back to the ball, face first, into the wall, which is why they have dirt there. The dirt is a warning track. It's a warning that there's about to be a wall smashing into your face. But then again, in the old guy's defense, there wasn't a warning track for him. Maybe he lost it in the lights? I don't know, but it found his face.
Oh.
Luckily, he's all right. That is the epitome, though, of hitting two birds with one stone. That is the epitome of bang, bang. Lamps would have been all over that. Bang! Fake Kellen Winslow in again. That guy who got hit by the baseball needs more than ice. He needs ibuprofen. Signed Conor McGregor.
Ibuprofen.
Hey, given who Conor's fighting pretty soon, he may need some ice. And ibuprofen. I'm not sure either one of those things are going to help against Habib. Man, give it to Conor, though. He's not taking a tune-up fight, is he? Getting right in after 2 years against Habib. He may need some ice. And ibuprofen. We'll talk more about that fight as we get closer. Still trying to finish up my thoughts on the Ryder Cup. Batman.
I'm Batman.
Haunted Horse tweets, I can't believe you're laughing at a guy getting hit in the face with a baseball. Oh, dude was wearing a jersey and a glove. Ha 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 ha. Please continue, Jim. I'm not really laughing. I'm more amazed by it. But again, if you're over the age of 12 and you show up to the yard wearing a jersey, rocking a glove, and you get hit in the face with a baseball, I'm never going to say a guy getting hit in the face with a baseball is funny. It's not. I'll be very clear about that. I will say, if you're over the age of 12 and you show up to the yard wearing a jersey and a glove, you better make that play, especially on a routine fly ball. You better make that play. Either that or have the wife call you off and let her make the play. Rome, for Kelly's costume, can we glue mini planes on this guy's dome? Come on, Rome, make it happen. Maybe. Or glue real planes on this guy's dome. All right, then. Do not forget about that podcast. Podcast Wednesday. It's going to drop later on today. Eric Burns will be joining us. Going back to hour number one, if you're joining us late, we talked about LeBron James and the fact that a reporter at the Lakers' first practice said, what do you need to do to earn the respect of the fans? And LeBron said, me?
Who, me?
Did you just ask that question of me? What do I have to do to earn the respect of the fans?
Me?
Yeah.
And the only thing funnier than the reporter asking that question is, you know, a lot of Laker fans were like, right. Answer it. Answer the question. I can answer it for him. Nothing. He doesn't have to do jack to earn your respect. He's LeBron James. You're lucky he's here. You're lucky he even plays basketball for you bastards. Leave LeBron alone.
You're lucky she even performed for you bastards.
Leave LeBron alone! Come on, what does he have to do to earn the respect of the fans? Nobody. Even Kawhi couldn't believe that. All right, I got to get out. We're coming right back. Next good phone call I'd get today will be the first. Keep trying. Or to quote Jay Stu back in the day, keep calling, weaklings. There's something to be said for being the best. You know, if you're the best, you've outrun, you've outpaced, you've outsmarted the competition. Elite athletes know this. You can't be the best until you have beaten the best. You can't be the man until you have beaten the man. Castrol Edge knows this, too. It is the strongest full synthetic motor oil. It is engineered with fluid titanium technology to reduce power-robbing friction and to maximize engine performance. Did you know, for instance, that friction can rob 10% of performance from your engine? So as an example, imagine you line up against somebody who's operating at 100%. You're at 90. Who has the advantage? The other guy. Castrol Edge is strong under pressure. It does produce friction, so your engine can't perform at its highest level. It's not only strong, it is three times stronger than the leading full synthetic against viscosity breakdown. How do I know that? Kurt Orban told me. Kurt Orban. It is the strength that your engine needs to perform at its highest level. It keeps you living on the edge. Castrol Edge. Stronger under pressure. Do not take my word for it. Take it from Kurt Orban. Kurt Orban.
Keep calling, weaklings.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Somebody mentioned Zipa earlier today. Stucknut's in. Stucknut wants me to break out a bribe for the RPO podcast. He's got an idea to get it started. I'll have that for you in a second. Somebody mentioned Zipa earlier in the program. Here's the thing. Again, part of my prep is trying to get the rest that I need every single night. I'm like a lot of you. Probably stay up later than you want. Have to get up earlier than you want, but you got to grind out every single day. You got to be sharp. I have to sleep well. If I don't get my sleep, I'll never be able to come in and grind this thing out. I do sleep well every single night. Why? Nobody in my house snores. Not me, not my wife, not my kids. Nobody snores. It is a snore-free zone. Quality sleep is critical to my success. Snoring ain't sleeping. If you or anybody else you know snores, get them a Zipa. Let me spell it for you. Z-Y-P-P-A-H. Z-Y-P-P-A-H. Go to Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. If you're having trouble remembering how to spell it, just turn it on its head. Happy Z spelled backwards. I wake up every day. I feel great. I wonder what it would be like to wake up after not having a good night of sleep and then having to grind this show out. It would not be pretty. Not for me, not for you. If you or somebody you know can't sleep because they're snoring, go to ZYPPAH.com. Make sure you and everybody you know have happy Z's. Go to Zipa.com. I talk about it every single day, but I know for a fact they are killing it. And a lot of you clones are benefiting from it. All right, so back to Stucknut. At Stucknut tweets, if the clones get the RPO podcast into the top 10, we get to pick each of the XR4TI's Halloween costumes. Maybe. All right, maybe. Remember when the Jim Rome podcast dropped, I said to you clones, if you get us to number one overall on iTunes, I will give you Romageddon. All the things that I said that I would never do on the program, we will do all in one day. And the reason I said that was because I thought you had no prayer of doing that. I never thought that I'd have to pay that off. I never thought that I would make good on that. And then I did. And it was an awesome day. You got bum smack. You had rat family smack. You had personal appearances show fodder smack. We played Toby and Houston. I played the call. I said that I would never play that call ever again unless Larry Brown himself called this show and asked for it. And I played that call because you all did what I thought was impossible. You got our podcast number one. Now we have a new podcast, the RPO, Rome Price Opinion. I don't know what's left after Romageddon. Stucknut said it. Maybe you get to pick the XR4TI's Halloween costumes. Then again, for the National Radio Hall of Fame, we did have the Box of Chaos. And you filled up that Box of Chaos. And I said, if you got me into the Hall of Fame because it was a listener voted event or category, I would make good on that. You know what? I might bring back the Box of Chaos. You got to get RPO up. Think about what you want. All right. By the way, you should subscribe anyway. It's a damn good podcast. But if you're one of those people who says, hey, Rome, I'll do for you when you do for me, because some of you D-bags are like that. If you're like that, think about what you want in return. And maybe I'll make good on that. Stucknut got it started. If the clones get the RPO podcast into the top 10, we get to pick each of the XR4TI's Halloween costumes. All right? What else do you want? What else do you want? I might do something for a top 10. There's your top 10 right there, right? What do you want for a top 5? What do you want for a top 3? What do you want if you get me to number 1? We've already done Romageddon, so you cannot do those things. You don't get to hear Toby again. You don't get Rat Family Smack again. You don't get personal appearances again. You don't get Bum Smack again. We've done those things. What else is out there? What's the next version? What would you like me to do on this program? What would you like to hear? We're on TV now. What would you like to see? Adam Hawk, pick it up for me real quick. Put on your headphones. Remind me, Adam, what were some of the things in the Box of Chaos that we were willing to do if the clones got me into the Hall of Fame, but we didn't have to make good on?
There were seven demands. One was microwave fish in the control room. Another was a day of Najee Davenport emails and tweets. You have to read everything that we brought into you Najee related.
A day?
A whole day. A bust of James Kelly.
Can I stop right there? I'm not doing that. That's not worth it. I really want to be number one on iTunes again. I'm not doing that. That's not worth it. The Hall of Fame, maybe. But for the podcast to be number one, you tell me, Hawk. Now, you're not as smart as me. You're not as experienced as me. You just don't know. I'm going to ask you as the EP of the show, because your opinion does matter. Not as much as you'd like it to, but it does matter. Do you really think that's worth it? Just step off this for a minute and stop being a clone for a second. An entire show of Najee Davenport content for number one.
Okay, well, first off, yes, it's definitely worth it. It's hilarious stuff. And then second off, it would just be you reading everything that we brought to you.
Dude, it's not hilarious stuff. A guy dumping in a hamper is, quote, hilarious stuff to you.
Yes.
There's a disconnect between you and me and the show.
You have a big dump in you.
Yeah, but we knew that before Najee.
It's, quote, hilarious stuff. Is that what you just said? Even Ross was shaking his head behind you. Like, I trust Ross's judgment more than yours already, and he's Ross from Friends. All right, so what else of the seven?
Busted James Kelly's gigantic forehead to sit in the studio Monday through Thursday. We looked that up. That was going to cost you like 10 grand.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that's worth it to you also. 10 grand?
10 grand. You were going to have to revive a tour stop just once.
Okay.
And we talked about possibly doing that in Green Bay, but that never happened. Bring in Logan Rome to co-host a segment. That was a super popular demand from the Box of Chaos.
Logan Lowe.
A self-gloss Friday. People are still tweeting in right now that they want that for getting RPO into the top 10, top 5, top 3, or top 1. And then the final thing was the James Kelly reading mean tweets, which he ended up doing anyway.
Got bad news. Because of Rome again, these things just aren't that sexy. They're not that great.
Well, we're going to get more suggestions right now.
Fire it back up. Do you want them on Twitter? Do you want them on email? Do you want them all of the above?
It'd be nice
if they... Do
you want
them going right to your cell phone?
Yeah, if they could tweet you. We can take the tweets anywhere. We can look at them while we're home. The email kind of stays
here. I got a great
here.
Idea. Let's give out your telephone number over the air. Just kidding, man. You're fine. All right, so he thinks that me reading Najee Davenport content for 3 straight hours is a good idea. No, it's not. Let's never forget that one of the reasons I hired Hawk is somebody he used to work for said, quote, one day we will all work for him. She said that. And she was somebody who mattered. She was somebody we respected. She was somebody he worked for. I literally hired him in part based on what she said because of who she was. Quote, one day we will all work for Adam Hawk. That was a quote. I'm going to put that on a piece of wood and put that up on the wall in my office. One of the most absurd things I've ever heard. All right, so do this. Kawhi. When Kawhi Leonard was reached for a response to one day we will all work for Adam Hawk, he said this. Tweet at Jim Rome and at Adam Hawk. Tweet at us. What would you like in exchange for getting the RPO podcast into the top 10, into the top 5, into the top 3, and number 1 on iTunes? I'm not above asking for a little bit of help, and I'm willing to give you something in return. In fact, you tell me what you want in return. I'll play the game. I'll play your game. What do you want? Stucknut got it started. He wants the clones to pick the costumes. Flight Deck's in. Let's see what he says. Flight Deck's all about it. Flight Deck is in. He's like, that's fine.
Sandwich.
Cut that meat.
All right. So hit me up at Jim Rome and at Adam Hawk. What would you like in exchange, in return? Top 10, top 5, top 3, top 1. I might be willing to do it. That Najee idea is a bad idea. Bad content, bad idea. It's got to be a million things you want. It's not Toby related, rat related, bum related, personal appearance related. Do it. I've done this thing like 30 years. There's a lot of things now that I can't do that I used to do that I might be willing to do in exchange for you getting the RPO. Rome Price Opinion Podcast. Up to the top of the list. Trevor, where are you at, big dog? You got to help out here. All right, when we come back, Jeff Passan. He knows all about the jungle and Major League Baseball. Jeff Passan coming up next. If you want to compete at the highest level, you got to be strong. You got to stay strong, like Alvin DeLauro and Castrol Edge. The strongest full synthetic motor oil, 3 times stronger than the leading full synthetic against viscosity breakdown. How do I know that? Because the experts in viscosity breakdown tested it. The Kurt Orban family.
Kurt Orban.
Castrol Edge. Stronger. Once again, you want to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. We are coming down to the last week of the Major League Baseball regular season. There's so many questions. So many questions, and I've got the guy to answer every last one of them. An MLB columnist for Yahoo Sports, the host of the Yahoo Sports MLB podcast, author of The Arm, bronze medalist in the 2017 Smack Off, and again, a good friend of the program, Jeff Passan. Jeff, what's up? How are you?
Jimmy, it is great to be back for the first time after one of the worst Smack Off calls ever. I appreciate you having the grace and the faith to invite me back in. I'm glad that my phone has become a meme destined to live on in jungle lore alongside such long-lost relics as Patty and Modesto's empties, Leff and Laguna's scripts, and Cal and Vegas's dignity. And I figure I'm here to talk baseball, so I'm confident that my phone line is going to be loud and clear and without any issues. So unless you want to rightfully and understandably brutalize me for that debacle of a call in July, let's talk some baseball.
Never. I didn't then. I won't now. Your phone line sounds absolutely perfect. If you want to just call and smash clones and spend the next 10 minutes, we can do that too. But there's so many good baseball questions. All right, Jeff, so with the combination of wins and losses among the Dodgers, the Rockies, the Brewers, the Cards, and the Cubs last night, I mean, this is a wild affair. How would you describe the National League playoff picture right now?
Chaos, ridiculousness, awesomeness. You can look at it in any number of ways. I mean, this is true. There is a scenario in which six teams tie with 91 wins right now. Now, it means the Cubs would have to lose out. It means the Brewers would have to lose out. And it would, you know, it means the Rockies would have to win out. The Cardinals would have to win out. And in all likelihood, that is not going to happen. But what we have is a couple scenarios that lead to game 163 on Monday. And that is if the Cubs and Brewers tie atop the NL Central. You need to determine a champion there to see which one is going to go ahead and get the number one seed and which one's going to go to the wild card. You would have game 163 in Chicago. And then if the Rockies, who are just a half game back of the Dodgers right now, catch them, all of a sudden we're looking at a game 163 in Los Angeles on Monday. And then you throw the Cardinals into the mix. If they end up tied with the Dodgers and the Rockies, then the loser of that game 163 between the Dodgers and Rockies goes on to play a game 164 against the Cardinals in St. Louis, presumably the next day, to figure out who the second wild card team is going to be. So all of these different scenarios swimming around. We really know nothing outside of the Atlanta Braves having the National League East clinched, and we're 5 days before the end of the season. It's a pretty cool situation considering just how set the American League is at this point and how there's really no drama left there.
Jeff Passan joining us, although it's the most unlikely of scenarios, a six-way tie with 91 wins would be about the best thing ever. Now, if you had to handicap the race right now, who do you expect is the team to beat in the National League? And do you think the best of the National League matches up with the best of the American League?
I'm of two minds, and I'm going to answer that latter one first. I look at the American League, and you see a team like Tampa Bay that has been really good in the American League East this season. And you say, could they be the best team in the National League right now? And I think some people especially in the American League, believe so. But I think that the parity throughout the National League actually is going to serve it well. There are no walkovers in the National League outside of maybe Miami, maybe San Diego. In the American League, if you play the Orioles, you know you're going to win. If you played the Royals before September, you know you're going to win. The Rangers have been terrible. The White Sox have been terrible. The Tigers have been terrible. It's just a very have and have not league. And so the National League, I think there's been some good competition there. I keep coming back, though, to the teams that have been in the NLCS for the last 2 years, the Chicago Cubs and the Los Angeles Dodgers. And I know both of them are in the midst of what looks like right now choking away division leads. Both of them only have half-game leads at this point. The Dodgers are tied in the loss column with the Rockies. But again, it's just about the talent. And the only other team I would put up there is probably the Milwaukee Brewers, because October has turned into such a bullpen-centric game. And they have Josh Hader and they have Jeremy Jeffress, two of the best relievers in baseball this season. The National League, though, it's just tough to see, even with all of that parity, even with all that competition, them stacking up against the Red Sox or the Astros or the Indians, who are going to have a rotation with Kluber, Carrasco, Bauer, and Clevinger, or even the Yankees, who have a chance to win 100 games this season. And I'm not going to put the A's in that category, but the A's are on the cusp of 100 wins as well, which is absolutely incredible considering they're the Oakland freaking A's.
Jeff, that's my favorite story in Major League Baseball this year. There are so many great storylines. My favorite storyline, though, is the A's on the verge of 100 wins, and they're dangerous. You know, they're dangerous in a wild card. They're dangerous in a one-game setup, for sure. What about the Houston Astros? It is so difficult to repeat as World Series champions. Does Houston feel like a team that can do it?
Number one, the Astros are finishing strong. They've won five in a row right now. They hit the 100-win mark right last night and clinched the NL West. I mean, they are on a tear at this point. Number two, their run differential is plus 264 this season. That is better than last year. That is better than the Red Sox this year. So the Astros clearly have both the lineup, with Jose Altuve having a Jose Altuve-type season, with Alex Bregman, who I think is the individual breakout star of 2018 in baseball, not just on the field, but personality-wise. Like, that guy has some serious BDE going on. Like, he is an interesting dude, and he walks into a room, and you just say, who is that guy? He's 5'9" or 5'10", and he walks around like he's 6'5", and just owns the place. Alex Bregman just has that star energy about him. And then you have a rotation that has
Jeff, go back to that for a minute. I got to interrupt. Go back to that, because I could not agree with you more. Why this year as opposed to last year? I am absolutely fascinated by Bregman, this guy. What makes you say that about him right now?
I would have said that about him last year, Jim.
Me too.
When he got to the big leagues, he walked in there into the clubhouse and didn't just have like that rookie posture of, okay, I'm here, I need to be excited, I need to earn my job. No, he walked in and said, I don't just belong, but I'm going to be one of the best players in baseball. And he doesn't have that size, but he has the work ethic. And, you know, this is a kid from New Mexico. And I feel like all the players, there are not a lot of them, but all the players I've run into who are from states where baseball is just not a big deal, they have this chip on their shoulder. And Bregman has always had and continues to have that chip on his shoulder, where he feels like people look at him and they don't see him the way he sees himself in the mirror. When Alex Bregman is standing in front of the mirror, he's the best-looking guy in the world. He's the strongest guy in the world. He's the best baseball player in the world. And he's capable of translating that onto the field. And it's been marvelous to watch, because he is just such a fun player.
So, I mean, obviously, you know I'm into this topic, or I'm going to follow you one more time. Like, similar in that regard to Dustin Pedroia when he exploded, or different?
Similar. You know, that's actually a really good comp. That's a really good comp, because they have very similar personalities, actually. Pedroia is sneaky funny. Like, Pedroia is the guy who, if you say something and it's off or it's wrong, he's just going to crush you for it. And Bregman's the same way. Bregman will always have like the first funny line in the conversation. He's always looking to needle you, and he's somebody who can wear out his welcome with others, but if he is your teammate, you will go to the mattresses for him.
Jeff Passan, my guest. All right, Jeff, last thought, because you are a man with range, I got to take you away from baseball and ask you about the Philadelphia Phillies mascot, Gritty. What do you make of this thing?
Gritty, boy, Gritty looks like what happens when you go out into the desert on a vision quest, drop one too many tabs of acid on your tongue, and come out with what you think is a great idea for a mascot. I have issues with mascots in the first place. I was always scared of like Ronald McDonald and Grimace and all of those creatures that McDonald's trotted out. I think I have post-traumatic stress from those incidents back in my childhood.
Of course.
The thing about Gritty, though, is it's not the long orange hair. That's bad. It's not the fact that, like every other mascot, he is pear-shaped with this really weird, like, ring that goes all the way around him that's like a giant gut and a giant – I don't get that either. It's the googly eyes, man. The googly eyes freak me out. And when he whips his head around and the eyes start googling, I feel like I'm going to have a seizure at that point because I'm looking into the eyes of something that might just kill me.
The New York guys just matched up the video perfectly to your description on CBS Sports Network. This is why, in part, he was a bronze medalist in the 2017 Smack Off. He is the author of The Arm, the host of the Yahoo Sports MLB podcast, and, of course, an MLB columnist for Yahoo Sports. My man, Jeff, great job, bro. Really well done. Always good to have you back in the jungle. And do not sweat last year's Smack Off. You should be looking ahead to 2019 already.
Hey, I appreciate the invite, Jimmy, and I promise you I will come far stronger and far cleaner this year.
No doubt in my mind. No doubt. Jeff, see you long before then, but I'll see you then too. Great to have you back, bud. Thank you. Jeff Passan, still smarter than you, and that was a clean phone line and another great performance. ATP, Ask the Pros, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts. For all of your car care needs, get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Jane Calgary asks, all this Halloween talk has me wondering if Janet makes you give out the candy or if you're the dad who used to walk the neighborhood with the boys. Jane Calgary. God, great question. Great question. All right, so the only problems, not to be this guy, the problems I've had with Halloween are twofold. Sometimes in our old house, Janet would make me, no, she'd have a bunch of her friends come to our neighborhood because we had the better neighborhood for Halloween. Therefore, I couldn't get rid of these people. Now we live in a neighborhood where there's another neighborhood that is better than our neighborhood, and now I can't leave that neighborhood. I'm screwed either way. So she makes me do both. She's made me go to other neighborhoods, and she brings people to our neighborhood, depending on what house we've been in. Huge call brought to you by Lumber Liquidators. If you're a contractor, a builder, or a remodeler, listen up. Lumber Liquidators is about to make your job a whole lot easier. LL Pro Plus is Lumber Liquidators' new pro services team that gives you the pro exclusive deals and services for all of your professional flooring needs. Put the flooring experts on your team today. Visit your local Lumber Liquidator store or go to lumberliquidators.com/prosales. lumberliquidators.com/prosales. Probably wondering why I slam all that in. As Alvin DeLauro likes to say, and I quote, business is booming. Have an amazing day. We've got the Jim Rome podcast with Eric Burns dropping in a little over an hour, maybe. Look for that. It's amazing. See you then. We're out.